Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Coming Out here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Today is October 11th, National Coming Out Day. Happy National Coming Out Day, everybody listening. I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, and I'm so happy to be here today for this very special and timely show. So, as I said, I'm just going to introduce myself a bit. I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, and what I do is help 30-somethings who are not where or who they thought they'd be with their careers, their relationships, their lives. Often my clients are experiencing what I call 30-something panic and feeling like they should have figured it all out by now. So what I help them do is use that panic as a catalyst to create what they want in their lives. And sometimes that involves navigating major transitions like career changes, breakups, big moves, and coming out is definitely a major transition. And I also help 30-somethings create and nurture healthy and satisfying relationships. Another passion of mine is supporting parents with building a positive home school or home culture and navigating children's social and emotional challenges and journeys and positive effective communication. I live in Philadelphia, and I do most of my coaching over the phone, which means I get to work with people all over the place, which I absolutely love. You can check out my website at www.carriespaulding.com. I'll spell that for you. It's CarrieSpaulding.com. And you can also reach me and sign up for free tips and tools on my website there. And you can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/the30somethingcoach. 30-something is written out with no numbers, no spaces. And I'm on Twitter at @SpaldingCarrie. And over the course of this month, I'm going to be adding resources for LGBT readers. So be sure to continue to check out the resource page of my website. I'll definitely be putting some things up there sort of inspired by this show today. And as I was preparing for this show, I realized I really wanted to be able to have a list for you and a place to put some of these things. So be sure to check that out over the course of October and beyond. Today we're going to be discussing the particular challenges and experiences of coming out later in life and tips for coming out as an adult, resources that can support you in your transition, and how to support other people in coming out in your life, whether they're family members or friends or colleagues. During the show, we're going to have a time when you can call in with questions and comments. The number to do that is 646-716-9397, and I'll repeat that number down the way, a little bit further into the show. We also have chat activated, and I see we have some people in our online chat room, which is great. I love seeing that. And you can share things anonymously through chat or using your first name if you like. And what's more, the principles that you learn today can be applied to coming out in any way in your life. We're really talking about, you know, coming out of the closet. But whether you have some part of your identity that you feel you're not able to share, whether it's your orientation, your career change, ending your relationship, or anything else, these ideas can be applied to you. So you can feel really alone when you are trying to come out or before you're ready to come out. And my biggest goal perhaps today in this show is to 1,000% convey to you are not alone. There are so many people and resources out there to support you. There are so many other people figuring it out along with you throughout the whole world. And sometimes you may not even know who they are, but I promise you that they're there. And I'm supporting you from right here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I ask people in my community to lend their support. So throughout the show, I'll be sharing their words of advice and support for you as well. And I'd love for you to support each other. So after the show, feel free to comment, hop on over to the website or to the Facebook page and lend your own advice and support for others. So this is obviously a huge topic, and we only have an hour together. So I'm going to connect you with tons of resources that you can get more support from, and this is just the beginning. The good news is that so freaking much has happened in our lifetimes. We are positively rich in resources when it comes to coming out and finding support particularly if you're feeling really alone. And the good thing about what I'm going to share today is that whatever part of your journey you're at, whether you're really ready to come out, whether maybe you are out and you're just listening because you, you know, you feel an affinity, or whether you're not even sure that you are gay, bisexual, trans, whatever, and you're just reaching out to this show because you want a little bit of clarity, no matter where you are, there are resources out there for you, and you can access them completely anonymously. So that's really good news, and we've come a long, long way. We got a while to go, but we've come a long way. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the challenges and experiences of coming out later in life, and some of them are the same as coming out at any time in life. One really common question that people have when they're thinking about coming out is, what if I'm not sure? So I think I'm gay, I think I'm bi, I think I'm trans, but I'm not sure because I've never actually had experience to quote-unquote confirm it. So one thing is that it's perfectly okay to know who you are and trust yourself, even if you haven't quote-unquote acted on it. You don't have to prove your sexuality to anyone. You know who you are, or you are figuring out who you are. And to that point, you've got time. You'll figure it out. So it can be a really scary place to be not entirely sure, or to have not had sort of life experiences to put together with that feeling that you have in your gut. And I just want to encourage you that that's a really, really common question. It's something that I hear a lot, and that not only is it okay that you're not sure, but it's also okay if you are sure and you know that, you know, you don't have to have any proof of sexuality in order to know who you are. Another common question or challenge is, what if I don't like the picture in my head or associate myself with the image that I have of what that label means? So what if when I don't identify with what I think of the gay people in my life that I know, I don't really identify with them. Right? And this is a really normal feeling or question to have at the beginning. And one thing that's important to know is that there are a lot of ways to be gay. And you will evolve over time, likely. And there are different levels at which you can be, quote unquote, active within the LGBT community. You don't have to be marching in the front of the Pride Parade. You could be. You could be marching somewhere along the line, or you could be not marching at all, just as an example. But there are all kinds of people in the community, and some are very visible, and some consider their sexual orientation to be a fundamental, integral part of who they are and what they want to share about themselves, and other people who consider it to just be another aspect of their lives, and they don't, one way or another, feel very compelled to share it or not share it. So there's just a whole spectrum, and any part of that spectrum is okay. The important thing is just to know that there are a lot of ways to fit into the community, and you don't, you know, if you have a sort of association in your head that just doesn't feel like you, one thing is that might change over time. It might just be so new that it feels very foreign to you. Or another thing is, you know, you may not have quite found your own particular niche, and that's okay. But there are so, so many different ways to be gay, but what I really mean is to be in any part of this community. Another question that comes up a lot is, what if I'm not ready? Take your time. We're going to talk about this more in a minute. You do not have to come out. You do not have to come out before you're ready. You do not have to come out to everybody. And if you're listening to this show, you're doing what you need to do to be in your own journey to get ready. So just take your time and give yourself the space that you need and the support that you need. And another question that comes up a lot is, what if people reject me? This is a totally understandable fear, and it's one that a lot of people wrestle with, and it's a very, very painful place to be. And we're going to talk about this more in the show and also talk about a lot of resources that will help you with that. So a couple of challenges that tend to be a little bit more particular to people who are coming out as adults. One is this feeling like it's starting all over. I hear people say, I have to learn to date all over again. Some people feel like I should have figured it out by now. Like, how is this possible that I'm 37 years old or 48 years old or 59 years old and just figuring this out? And the idea of starting that over can be really scary. And in some ways, it is like a second adolescence. So if you loved middle school the first time, but you know, it's new, and sometimes your first relationship in, you know, after you've come out can feel a little bit like, in the wonderful ways and the hard ways, like that first relationship. But whatever people tell you, you're not truly starting over. You're drawing from all the things that you've learned through your life. Some things about dating in the LGBT community are new or a little bit different, have different nuances, different roles in some cases, and some are the same. So relationships are relationships. And you when you're thinking about dating and starting over again, or what it feels like starting over again in your 30s or in another part of your adulthood, it can feel brand new. But the reality is that you will find that there's more the same than not the same. People are people, and love is love, and fights are fights. So for better or for worse, there's so much that's the same. And we're going to talk about a lot of resources that will help you with some of the things that make you anxious about starting to date and starting to get involved in the community. Another challenge that is, maybe, I don't know if to say more pronounced or just differently pronounced in coming out in adulthood, is that you have all of these different communities who are going to, or who you are hoping will accept you with what they may perceive as a new identity. And they've known you for years. So your colleagues at work, your lifelong friends, your family, they have seen you, you know, through your entire adult life in one light. And your coming out will present them with a different aspect of your identity that they've never encountered. And they may have made a lot of assumptions based on just the fact that people tend to make those assumptions in our world, or they may have made those assumptions based on who you've currently dated or been in relationships with up till now. So the truth is that it's not really new. Just like the last thing we were talking about with, you know, that you're not really starting over, you are who you've always been. And there's a part of yourself that you are sharing now that you haven't shared before. People are lifelong transitioners, and coming out can feel like a pretty loaded transition. But the truth is, this is not a new person who is coming into this community. It's a different part of yourself that you're sharing. But that can be a real challenge, and it's something that I hear about a lot, you know, the idea of whether it's at work or with family, that picture that people have of you has had longer to develop over time when you're an adult. Another challenge, and this one really is not unique to adults, but young people are, you know, are always learning new languages. And as an adult, learning the language, and I use that to sort of encompass more than just language, can be challenging. So how do I sort of figure out how this community works? And language can be a little bit of a barrier when you're just starting out, when you're coming out or just starting to kind of dip into the community, because people in the community can be very sensitive about language. It's true. And we're going to talk a lot more about that topic in a minute. But also because you can sort of, it's never a comfortable thing to feel like you don't know what's going on. And so just remember that you're learning. And don't beat yourself up if you don't know the right terms, and I say right with quotes around it, you know, or if you make quote-unquote mistakes. If you're in the community, be patient with others, please. Most people are doing their best. And that can be really scary, but just know that it will come with time, and it will also come with tools, and some of those I'll share with you so that you can sort of have ways to begin to learn the language starting today or continuing today. So absolutely, there are some particular challenges and some sort of universal challenges in coming out, particular to being an adult and you know, general to coming out in general. And I want to share some tips with you for coming out as an adult, but most of these can be applied at other ages too, if not all. So the first thing I want to really emphasize is that it's all your choice. Every step of this process is your choice. You don't have to come out. You choose when. You choose to whom. You can do it in stages. You can, you know, do it to one person. You can come out to one person and not come out to anybody else for a few years. There are so many different ways to do it, and it's all your choice. And I totally support you in making that choice when you're ready to and how you're ready to. Another thing is that you decide what label you use and how important it is to you to have a label. So this goes back to that language thing. Some people care a lot about having a label that they feel really describes them, whether that's gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender or, you know, queer. There's just so many words and labels that we use. And some people care a lot about finding the right label. Some people really don't care. They kind of feel like, I know who I am, and that's all that really matters to me. And language is a way to try to convey that to other people as best as possible. So what's important is that you choose the language that feels right for you and work toward being able to deliver it confidently, like there's no possible reason that anyone would have an issue with it. So that's something we're going to talk about a little bit more, but the idea is that only you need to decide and only you get to decide how you talk about yourself and how important that is to you. So some people will really want you to have a label. It's just the truth within and without the LGBT community. And, you know, this is often more about them than it is about you, which is something that's really hard to get when you're new because you feel like an outsider already to the community. And so it's hard to get a sense of, you know, that really might be more about where they're coming from. And it makes perfect sense once you understand it. So one thing is that humans are natural categorizers. It's a natural part of how we make sense of the world. And it also just makes us feel safer and like we kind of know where things stand when we know how to label people or sort of what box to put them in. And some people in the LGBT community have been searching for their own labels and their own communities for years, maybe for their entire lives. And so once they've sort of arrived in that community, it may feel important to them to sort of have a sense of where you fit into it. And this is actually a topic that we could talk a lot more about, and of course we only have so much time today. But just know that it's understandable if other people are kind of searching for you to have a perfect label for who you are, and know that that's not about you, and that you get to decide if you're comfortable saying, yep, I'm gay, or yes, I'm a lesbian, or I'm out and proud, or I'm LGBT, or, you know, I mean, you can figure out what works for you. And some of that might take some experimenting. Some of it might take saying it once and then seeing how you feel when you say it. And that leads us perfectly to the next tip that I want to share with you, which is that coming out is a process. I mentioned that I put out a request to my community to share their support, and Elizabeth writes, coming out is a lifelong process that you're never done with, and every time you do it, you feel vulnerable, and you get to continuously add to your repertoire improving and growing your performance of confidence and pride. So that's Elizabeth. And it is a process to come out, and you have time. It's not something that you need to do all in one go or that you even really could. In a way, the first person to come out to is yourself. And maybe you've already done that. As much as you can, work on your confidence in yourself and who you are. So Barb writes, stand confident in your own truth and identity. Surround yourself with a support team that you can process with without judgment, and do it all with love for yourself. And Heather says, it's helpful, though not always possible, to be comfortable in your own identity and self-worth before coming out to the really important people in your life. Coming out makes you feel very vulnerable, and people may say hurtful and surprising things when receiving news like that. But they may also be happy for you, already know, or be honored that you opened up to them. My advice is to be patient and find some good allies and supporters, especially if your loved ones are having a hard time. My mom said some hurtful things when I came out to her and was uncomfortable talking about, quote-unquote, gay stuff for years, but now she's my biggest supporter and an outspoken ally. Coming out is often very difficult, but it can also bring so much joy and relief. So thank you so much, Barb and Heather, for sharing your wisdom and advice and support there. I think that really both of these get at the idea of how coming out is really a process and how it starts with you and your own confidence. And the more that you can invest in building up your own clarity and your own confidence as you're coming out or before you're coming out to the truly, most important people in your life, the more you're going to be able to sort of stand in your truth and your strength and support yourself if and when you have a challenge. Another thing that Heather said that I think is really important to highlight is that coming out is not just a process for you, it's also a process for the people who you're coming out to. So in Heather's story, her mom, when she first came out, said some things that were really hurtful for years and is now her biggest supporter. So maybe you're listening and you're thinking, that somebody in your life either has come out to you or you think you have a sense might be LGBT, and you're sort of thinking about your own process. And that's really normal for it to be a process for you as well, and there are resources for you as well. So people tend to respond differently, and this is not just in coming out. This is in any aspect of life. People tend to respond differently depending on the energy with which you deliver something. So if you come out confidently or sometimes nonchalantly, we'll talk about that option in a minute, people's energy is going to be shifted. Liz wrote, the less you act like it's a huge deal, the more receptive or less reactive others will be. It's not like you're dying of something. You're trying to start living. So the way that you are able to the sort of energy and confidence with which you come out can impact the way that people hear you. And it's not, the confidence isn't something that you can just manufacture. It's a process to build that confidence, and the resources that we'll talk about can help you do that. But know that taking that time that you need to just begin to build your confidence in yourself is one of the most important steps. Another thing is to start with people who you feel are safer. And when I say safer, people who you anticipate are likely to accept you, people who you feel really safe with and comfortable with. And that may include somebody in the LGBT community. So somebody else who's out can be an absolutely wonderful first person for you to connect with. If you don't have anyone like that in your life, I'm going to share some resources with you where you can get connected to somebody like that. So keeping people on your team who respect where you are and what's important to you is really important. So it's okay to still be figuring it out. And when you think about the people that you want to start coming out to, it's also, you also might want to think about who will be with me in this journey. Who will be okay if I say, I think I might be gay, but I'm not really even sure. And it's perfectly okay to still be kind of feeling your way. And you also want to think about who in my life will let me do this at my own pace. So different people in your life get different levels of coming out. And when I say get, I'm saying are sort of, you can decide if they're entitled to a sit-down formal conversation. You might have a conversation like that with your parents or your sister or your very best friends or people in your life who are sort of your inner circle. Whereas with people who are less inner circle in your life, the way you come out might be more situational. And when I say situational, what I mean is it might just be sort of as the opportunity or need arises. One way to make it clear that being gay or bi or trans or whatever is perfectly, you know, one way to make that normalized, quote unquote, right, to make it clear that it's perfectly normal and it's just a natural part of who you are, is to bring it up more nonchalantly or to very gently just correct people as they say the quote unquote, you know, wrong gender, for example. So as an example, maybe, you know, oftentimes, I don't know about you, but it seems like questions about dating or partners or these things always come up when you're like at the hairdresser or the dental hygienist is cleaning your teeth and, you know, they say, oh, you have a date tonight, you know, where'd you meet him? And one way to come out and practice coming out in a sort of nonchalant or safer low-level way is, you know, where'd you meet him? Oh, I met her on OkCupid. Or, oh, actually, it's a woman and I met her at a coffee shop. Or, you know, you might even interject it into a sentence as you're sharing something with somebody. So you might say, you know, they say, how was your weekend? And you say, oh, I had a great date. You know, you might not know that I also date men. But I went out with this great guy and we went to the movies, blah, 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 blah. So it's a way to sort of just kind of blend it in and make it kind of a non-issue. And this is, for many people, you may not be quite ready to sort of nonchalantly fold that into your conversations with people in your life. But it's really important for you to know that under this idea that everything is your choice and that coming out is a process, that some people in your life you'll really sit down and have a real conversation with, and some people in your life it is perfectly okay for you to come out sort of as the opportunity arises and to do it in a very casual way. In some ways, that's a way to get us closer to the day where your sexuality does not make you some other, right? Where it's just a part of you like any other part of you. So another very, very, very important tip is get a community. There are so many ways to find community. Your community is going to be full of people who support you, who you can bounce ideas off of when you're having a tough time, who if you do come out to somebody important to you and the reaction is hard to bear, your community is full of people who will take good care of you and maybe even be able to share their own stories with you that give you hope and encouragement and, you know, just hold your hand while you're going through this. So there are a million ways to find community. Some of them involve sort of the kind of community where you're looking for support and help processing, and some are more social community where you can also find people who will ultimately end up helping you process and work through things, but your intention to go to those might be more to actually socialize, perhaps date, perhaps form relationships. So there are support groups in so many different parts of the world. And there's an incredible organization called Centerlink that allows you to find an LGBT resource center all over the country and in some other countries. And their website is www.lgbtcenters.org. And at CenterLink, there's a map, and you can look and you can find resource centers all over the country. I want to tell you about one resource center that's right here in Philadelphia. I know we have some listeners from Philadelphia, but you could even access some of their resources no matter where you are. And that's the William Way Community Center. And that's at 1315 Spruce Street in Philadelphia. And this is just one example of a local organization that has so many resources for you, whether you're coming out or whether you are out, and if you're looking for socializing, if you're looking for counseling, there's just so many opportunities. Their website is www.waygay.org, waygay.org, and they offer anonymous peer counseling by phone, walk-in, or appointment. The phone is 215-732-8255, and they have email lgbtpeercounseling@yahoo.com. So this is just one example of an organization that could really help you find community. Oftentimes, these organizations are connected to other types of resources in the community, so it can be a great starting place. And again, if you go to lgbtcenters.org, I was sort of impressed by the directory that they had there. The other thing that you can do is to look for a therapist or a coach who specializes or is friendly to coming out and LGBT issues. It's perfectly okay to ask up front, are you LGBT friendly, when you are consulting a therapist or a coach? So if that's a part of your journey, I highly, highly, highly recommend. It does take a lot of courage, I know, especially if you're not out at all. It takes a lot of courage to ask a therapist or to ask a coach or to ask anyone, are you LGBT friendly or do you have experience with LGBT issues? I know that that's a little bit scary. It's really, really important that if this is part of where you are in your life and this is part of what you're working on, it's super important for you to have a therapist or a coach. If you're going to work with a therapist or a coach, it's very important for that person to be somebody who is going to 100% support you. And there are a lot of people out there who will support you. It's not terribly challenging, at least with the fact that much coaching is done over the phone. You can talk to somebody anywhere. It's just not going to be terribly challenging to find somebody who's LGBT friendly, and it's even possible to find somebody who has expertise in LGBT issues. So another type of support and community that you might be interested in is if you're a member of AA, of Al-Anon, there are groups specifically for LGBT people. So you can, if that's a part of your community already, you can go to a group that or a meeting that's specifically for LGBT people. It's also really important when you're building your community to get a doctor who feels safe to you. In terms of your health care, it's absolutely essential that you have health care that is LGBT friendly and that, you know, you're going to feel like you can be completely honest with your doctor about, you know, about your sexual experiences, about any questions or things that you have. And there are doctors who are LGBT friendly. Right here in Philadelphia, there's a place called the Mazzoni Center, mazzonicenter.org. which is a healthcare and wellness center in Philadelphia for the LGBT community. And a great way to find these therapists, coaches, AA groups, doctors, anybody that you might need in sort of your helping community is to Google. Google, Google, Google. Everything is Googleable. You can also, of course, contact me or any of the places that I've mentioned, particularly if you're, you know, as far as the Mazzoni Center and the healthcare, you would need to be in Philadelphia. They may even be able to refer you to a health center in a different part of the country. They may have a connection. I'm not sure about that. So a great way to find a community is to Google and look around. Everything is Googleable. As far as social communities, there are lots of ways to find those communities and to begin, whether it's to make friends, to begin dating. One thing is that if you reach out to a resource center, like we talked about the William Way, or we talked about the ones you can find at lgbtcenters.org, you will find community there. You will probably make friends. You will possibly meet some people to go on dates with. There are so many different ways that you might meet people through those organizations. But you can also look at meetup groups. If you go to meetup.com, there are meetup groups on almost every topic. So, and when I say every topic, this is not an LGBT specific site. There are, you know, bird watchers over 50, or, you know, LGBT 20s and 30s. There are just so many different groups, and meetup.com is a way that you can join a group, and it might be very validating for you just to see that there are other people in your area, in your community. Try to get clear on your own purpose before you go to a group, before you go to a social group. And when I say get clear on your own purpose, it's perfectly okay if you're not ready to date yet, or if you're taking a break from dating, if you really just want to make friends, just know that and check in with yourself. And it's okay to hold that boundary and to be clear on what you're looking for. Another thing that can be helpful goes back to that confidence thing, and we talked about sort of labels and language. It's okay if you're still figuring it out. You might want to kind of think about going into a community, like how do I want to share about myself if I'm asked, just so that you're not sort of taken off guard. People can sometimes be really direct. Sometimes people, you know, really want to know. People in the LGBT community love telling coming out stories and sort of hearing about other people's experiences, and that's a way of connecting. And so if you're sort of at the beginning of that process, that's okay. Just take some time to kind of prepare yourself. Think, what's my purpose in going, and how do I feel most comfortable and confident talking about myself? And you get to decide your boundary, always, always, always. So, and by the way, if you need any support with that, that's a good thing to bring to any of these resources that we talked about before. Another way to connect with people socially is online dating. We live in an age where finding other people who want to date people like us, right? And when I say like us, I mean finding other people who want to date women, bisexual women, or bisexual men, or trans women, or, you know, just whoever you are and whoever you're interested in dating, there are online dating websites where you can see other people who are interested in dating you and find other people who you might be interested in dating. OkCupid is a very, very popular dating site, and it's, you know, when you're going on to a site like that, it's okay to go and just look for a little while. It's okay to go on a date and make it really, you know, clear. Maybe you can even make it clear in your profile. You know, I'm just looking to make new friends and maybe go on a few dates. I'm not really, you know, looking to get into a relationship right now. It's okay to say, I'm ready to get into a relationship and I only want to go on dates with people who are ready to get into a relationship. You can identify exactly where you are in that process. So that's one of the things about online dating that makes, in some ways, makes it much easier than walking through your life kind of trying to figure out, oh my gosh, I wonder if I could ever talk to that person, if they would be interested in dating me. So there are lots and lots and lots of ways to find community. And a really great way to find community is to read and to browse, to surf the net. And those are communities that you can connect to anonymously. In a minute, I'm going to be sharing some resources with you in terms of reading and browsing. But first, I want to remind you to call in if you have any questions or comments about anything we've discussed so far. You can call in at 646-716-9397. If you came out as an adult and you'd like to share your own coming out story, what's your advice for those coming out? Or if you're thinking about coming out, but you feel like you have a question or you're unsure, you want to share your experience, you're wondering about something, go ahead and call in at 646-716-9397. I'll also tell you how you can reach me after the show, so that if you have questions but you don't feel comfortable calling in, you can do that. And you can email me at carrie.spaulding@gmail.com. That's carrie.spaulding@gmail.com. And you can also reach me through my website at carriespaulding.com. So I'm going to tell you about some shows that we have coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network, and then I'll take some calls if you have any or if we have any comments coming in through the chat. To tell you a little bit more about the network, it consists of coaches from around the world, from the UK, Canada, and continuing to grow internationally. We have a sister international network as well, and we also have a Life Coach chat channel. We have a show on almost every single day, sometimes multiple shows a day, and I really encourage you to take a look around. There are just so many interesting coaches with particular areas of expertise and interest. And I want to give you a specific preview of a couple of upcoming shows. On Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Mark Shaw's show, Mark My Words, with a very relevant show to our show today. This is Mark's second part of a two-part National Coming Out Day series for October. And Sunday's show is The Genderbread Man. Genderbread. Not gingerbread. And he's going to introduce self-made man, Tony Ferraiolo. And Tony is going to inspire you and educate you and challenge you and make you laugh as he shares his story. He's a life coach who works with transgender teens and their family. And he's a trans man himself. And he's going to share his stories and invite you to ask questions. And there is a documentary about his life called Self-Made Man that you can also check out. And you can find that, a link to that, I believe, on the webpage for Mark's show. So, again, that's Sunday at 9 Eastern. And on Monday at 8 p.m., tune into Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. And she's going to be joined by Bruce Epperly, who's going to talk about his recent book on the spirituality of grandparenting. He's a pastor, a teacher, and a writer, and a grandparent. So Jen Kotler is going to be leading that show, and that's also on the Life Coach Radio Network on Monday at 8 p.m. And you can next hear me right here on the Life Coach Radio Network on Friday, the 25th of October, at noon Eastern for a show on how to use LinkedIn to support you in your career transition. I'm going to have a guest expert with me. She's awesome, and I'm so excited about that show. So if you want to learn tips to use LinkedIn, if you're completely overwhelmed by LinkedIn, you feel like it's the thing that you, oh, I should be on there, but you have no idea why, then you'll definitely want to tune in to that show on the 25th. So let's talk a little bit more about resources. And the good thing about these resources that I'm about to share is that you can access them from anywhere in the world, and you can access them anonymously. So one of the things that resources like these can be really good for is just helping you start to feel, you know, when you start out and you're not involved in the community, not only can you feel really alone, but you can feel kind of clueless, and that can be really uncomfortable. So there are so many resources that can help you start to feel a little bit engaged with the queer community or the LGBT community, even when you're not ready to actually go to an event yet or when you haven't really connected with a lot of people live and in person yet. So, as I said before, Google, Google, Google. Everything is Googleable. If you are looking for certain types of support, if you have a question, you can type it right into Google, and you may find entire message boards of people talking about that question, or you can post a question. One of my absolute favorite resources, I cannot even say enough good things about it, is a website called everyoneisgay.com, everyoneisgay.com. I can't even say enough good things about this website, and this is a wonderful resource for anyone who is gay, straight, trans, no matter who you are. But it is run by two women, Kristen and Danielle, and they give advice to people about love, life, dating, coming out, all kinds of things. They often, you know, people write in and they ask questions, and sometimes it's parents writing in about their kids are coming out and they're not sure what to do. Sometimes it's it's, you know, middle schoolers who are trying to navigate coming out there. Sometimes it's older people. And Kristen and Danielle are very consistently wise and warm and very funny. And it's just a wonderful website to start to feel less alone, and you could even send them a question. They're also involved in a lot of wonderful initiatives around the country to help youth who are coming out. But, you know, whether you're a youth or not, the things that they share and their advice can be really applicable to people at all ages. So highly, highly recommend everyoneisgay.com. Another wonderful website is autostraddle.com, AUTOSTRADDLE.com. And Autostraddle is an independently owned website for lesbian, bisexual, and queer women. And it's a wonderful resource if you are an LGBT woman, or, you know, you are thinking that you might be, and you just want to sort of learn more and have some fun, go on Autostraddle. Another resource is The Advocate. That's more for a news source with great features on politics and business and travel. And The Advocate reports on people, events, and experiences that impact the lives of gay men and lesbians across the U.S. and abroad. So The Advocate isn't just one more example. There are so, so many resources of places you can go. Out.com is another website you can visit. There's a resource center. The Bisexual Resource Center is at www.biresource.net, and you can find resources there for if you're bisexual and you're looking for particular resources for you. And somebody in my community really recommended PFLAG, which their website is pflag.org. And Chris writes, PFLAG, which stands for Parents, Family, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, is an international organization that promotes the health and well-being of gay people and their families. And one of their publications on the coming out process is a book called Now That You Know, and it's written by parents for parents, families, and loved ones. So, Chris, thank you for that recommendation. If you go to GLAAD.com, www.glaad. .org. I'll say that again. GLAAD.org, www.glaad.org/transgender. There is a whole section for transgender people and their families or their supporters, their allies. And if you, of course, don't have, if you just go to GLAAD.org, there are all kinds of resources as well. So these are just some of the resources that are out there for you. And if I can emphasize one point on this topic, what I really, really want you to know is that there are just resources for everybody out there. And get yourself to an internet connection. You can find lots and lots of examples of how you're not alone and lots of information. So Jonathan shared something. Be true to yourself and surround yourself with those that understand. For the loved ones, it might not be easy at first, but love conquers. And that's, thank you, Jonathan, that's so encouraging. And part of surrounding yourself by people who understand is by, you can do that virtually, right? Surrounding yourself with other people's stories. There are bookstores that are devoted to LGBT, copies of LGBT books. There's a wonderful one in Philadelphia called Giovanni's Room. There are so many resources. And if you go to Amazon, you can type in, you know, whatever your needs are, and it'll bring up, even if you just type in LGBT, you'd be amazed by the number of things that will come up. And you can order them, and they come straight to your home, and you can explore and read in the privacy of your own home and in the safety of your own home if you're not yet ready to reach out to other people. Sometimes even reading books that aren't terribly, maybe you don't think that they're the best written or that they maybe don't have everything that they share doesn't make a lot of sense to you. Sometimes it can just be really validating to know that there are resources out there and that there are other people out there who have been where you are. You will make it through. So you have several tips here that I want, and they're all really meant to encourage you. It's all your choice, whether you come out at all, when, to whom. You can do it in stages, what label you use, what label you don't use. Coming out is a process, and it's okay for it to take some time and for you to do it in your own time and to start right where you are. Get a community, and that community could include social groups and resource groups and helping professionals such as doctors, therapists, coaches, AA groups, anything. And connect yourself to good resources that are not people or that may be people through a website or through a book. You can connect yourself to those anonymously. And now I want to talk a little bit about parents, friends, loved ones, colleagues, people who you yourself are not LGBT, but either somebody in your life has just come out to you, or you have an inkling they might come out to you, or maybe you just feel really challenged and uncomfortable with the people in your life who are part of the LGBT community. So one thing that is important to say here is that it's normal to have the feelings that you're feeling if you're not entirely comfortable. It's normal to have an adjustment period. So, for example, if this is for your children or a sibling or a very dear friend, your picture of that person may have been very different or may have really not included this part of this person's identity. So it's normal to have those feelings, and what's important is for you to take responsibility for your own feelings and your own reaction challenge and do what you need to do to get the support to figure that out. As much as you can, refrain from putting that on your friend or your child who is trying to come out. And if you need to say to them, you can be perfectly honest with them, whether it's your friend, your child, your colleague, and you can say, I want to support you. I'm not 100% there yet, but I'm working on it. And just let them know where you are, that your goal is to support them, even if you're not quite there yet. And then give yourself what you need to figure it out to get to where you want to be. So get your own support. Work with your own coach or your own therapist, or look into all those resources that I just mentioned, whether it's PFLAG or whether it's, you know, the glad.org site, or whether you want to look at Everyone is Gay, or just to start to explore. Sometimes it can feel really scary, as scary as it can be to be coming out yourself and feel kind of clueless. It can be also really scary to have your child come out or your friend come out or your colleague come out and feel like you just don't even know what to say. And sometimes when we don't know what to say or when we're feeling uncomfortable, we take that out on the other person and we reject them. And that can be incredibly harmful both to the individual person that you're rejecting or that you're taking it out on, and it can be very harmful to your relationship. So do what you need to do to get your own support and look at these resources. And if you're struggling, call me. I'm here if you need me. Also, give yourself permission to take some time. So you can say, like I said, I want to support you and I need some time to process this. So it's okay to take some time and to, in that time, be doing what you need to do to process and to take care of yourself. I really recommend that you talk to other, that you reach out to PFLAG, or, that you talk to other people who, other parents who have gone through the same thing. Everyone's experience is different, but you may find it really validating to connect to other people, whether it's anonymously and virtually or actually in person. It can be really hurtful to pretend nothing happened or to refuse to acknowledge that part of the person who's come out to you. So you might think, my daughter or my friend came out to me and I didn't reject them. I'm still their friend, or my kid still lives in my house or still comes for Christmas or whatever it is. The truth is that if you are acting as if nothing happened, and I don't mean just accepting and integrating it into their personality and who they are and their life and all of that, I mean, if you are genuinely acting as if it's not true, or if they didn't, as if they didn't tell you, and you're refusing to acknowledge or make it safe for them to talk to you about somebody that they're dating or feelings that they're having, that can be extremely hurtful. What you're doing is you're invisibilizing your child or your loved one or your friend. So that's an important thing to think about and to work on if you're kind of way of dealing with this is to pretend it's not true, that can be really hurtful in and of itself. And there's a lot of support out there for you. It's okay that you're feeling stuck. Liz wrote for parents, she wrote, it's okay, they can adopt. So I think that's such a great comment, because oftentimes if you're a parent, part of your vision for your children, maybe you didn't even know it, maybe it's subconscious, but you've pictured the wedding, you've pictured the kids, and sometimes when somebody comes out, you might think, oh, you know, the they can't have any of that. There go my grandchildren, or there goes the wedding day. And the wedding day is getting closer every day. And people, you know, there are absolutely ways that, no matter whether legally or not, there are ways that your child, you know, can celebrate their love on a big occasion. And there are ways that your child can have children and have those grandchildren that you wanted. So I think that sometimes when you first hear the news, all these things that you thought, that you kind of dreamed of, can kind of like flash before your eyes and feel like they're lost. And like Liz said, it's okay, right? They can adopt, or there are other ways for them to build a life and share that life with you if you make it safe for them. Liz also said, if you're feeling less than supportive or actively against it, figure out why you're uncomfortable with it, not what's wrong with the person coming out. I think that really gets at some of what I shared about, you know, taking responsibility for your own process and getting the support you need. It's okay to need some support, right? It's totally normal. You had a different picture and you might need some support. Another really important point, whether you are completely uncomfortable or completely comfortable with the LGBT people in your life, do not pressure anyone to come out before they're ready. You can encourage them. You can point them to resources. You can let them know that you'll support them every step of the way. You can forward them the link to the show, that you can really make it clear to them that if and when they're ready to come out, you're going to be there. But respect that they need to come out in their own time. And do not out anyone. If you're sure that someone's out, that's one thing. But if you're not sure if someone's out, ask. If you're not sure how somebody identifies, like in other words, what label they use, ask. If you're not sure what I meant by anything I said today, ask. Send me an email. You know, get connected with me. It's okay to ask. It's okay to not know. Just take responsibility for asking. So I hope that these resources will be helpful for you. If you know of resources that I should know about and add to my list, because as I said, I'm going to be developing more information on my resource page over at carriespalding.com, please send me an email or a message through my website or through Facebook and share any resources that I should know about that our listeners should know about. Please, please, please. And you can listen to this show again using the same link that you used to listen today. And if you find yourself drawing on these concepts or having questions or wanting to share stories, you can email me and tell me about them. Carrie.Spalding@gmail.com. carrie.spalding@gmail.com. If you're interested in getting more support in the form of coaching, or if you're looking for somebody to speak or do workshops or seminars, please get in touch with me. I love doing this kind of work, and this is a really important part of my work to me. And as a wrap-up for today, I just want to encourage you to know that you're going to be okay, and you're going to get through this, and there's so many people out there going through your process, you know, going through the same process with you and supporting you as you find your way. You are not alone. So I'd love to hear from you. I encourage you to email me. You can also call me at 602-684-2458. Visit www.carriespaulding.com. At Facebook at facebook.com/the30somethingcoach. Twitter at @SpaldingCarrie. And you can listen to this show again using the same link. Don't forget to tune in to the other shows on the Life Coach Radio Network. And happy coming out day, everybody. Have a wonderful day, and I will hopefully be talking to you soon. Bye.